I'm Nick Spitzer with an encore edition of Latin Tinge, featuring our classic interview with the late, great Tito Puente. Para los rumberos, some of the great rumba sounds of the Puerto Rican percussionist Ernesto Tito Puente. Tito was born in New York City in 1923. After a youth of dancing, playing drums, hearing Cuban musical influences, his great break came when he joined Machito's big band as a teenager in the early 40s. He formed his own band a few years later and literally brought his instrument, the timbales, to the foreground by moving them from the back to the front of the stage. Puente went on to compose and perform some of the most important tropical dance music and Latin jazz of the last 50 years. He's known today as El Rey de Timbales and the King of Mambo, but he hasn't forgotten how he started out in those childhood days in Spanish Harlem.
As a youngster, I was very percussive. I was banging on things all around the wall until the neighbors complained to my parents, and I told my mother, put that brat to study something. He's driving us crazy here. I started about 7 years old studying piano, 25 cents a lesson, walk a few miles and all that once a week. My parents were very poor, naturally. Growing up in Spanish Harlem there, I was around like 110th Street around there. And I developed a lot of street music sounds because jazz was involved there, you know, with Dizzy Gillespie and all them people. And we had the great Machito band at that time. So that's where most of my roots came, for jazz and Latin music.
What do you think it was that got you to take the percussion part of a band and bring it out front?
What happened was, in the old days, all the rhythm sections were always in the back. All the pretty boys were in the front, you know, the sax players and the trombone players and the trumpet players. So my boys had to look back towards me to get a cue to go on, see? So then one of my men, his name is Jimmy Frizzora, he was the one that suggested to me to go in the front, and it'd be easier for them to get their cues, you know, to go out into the court or to the mambo. And I just picked up the timbales and went out to the front. By accident. It wasn't planned, you know? And I've been there for over 50 years now.
It sounds like a good thing that happened accidentally to you.
Yes, accidentally. And all the bands do that now. All the rhythm sections are all in the front. And actually, I'm glad, because that's what people dance to, is the rhythm anyway. They don't dance to the saxes or the trumpet or the trombone. They dance to the drum, the conga drum, the timbales, the bongo, whatever has the real basic rhythm of it. So I'm glad I'm in the front now doing that.
Now, for somebody who has never seen the timbales, tell me what the timbales are as percussion instruments.
Well, originally, these were kettle drums. They come from France. And when they came to the Caribbean area, Cuba particularly, they cut off the bottom. It's like a half a drum, half a kettle drum, small kettle drum, which you play with the sticks. And it's a very powerful instrument, because that's the one that keeps the band together and the other percussion men together, like the conga players or bongo players. See, so it's a very important instrument, and I've been playing it for so many years that they call me like the king of the timbales, which, yeah, I'm very happy that they keep calling me that, because the day they call me the queen of the timbales, I'm going to have to hang up.
Let's talk about some of your music that's made it out into the big popular world. A lot of our listeners know Santana and Oye Como Va.
Right. Well, Santana, naturally, he recorded that 12 and a half years after I did. But he really put the tune on the map. He did it as a rock and roll thing. Naturally, he had the drummer, his guitar, the organ. And by taking my tune, he really opened up like Latin rock around the whole world, of course. And he's made me a bigger name, naturally. But people don't know I'm the composer. They think that he is, but he mentions me all the time, and he plays that on all his concerts, and I get the royalty checks.
How does his version differ from your version? What should we listen for?
A good version with the guitar and all that. Really, real good version. Mine is a little bit more typical, like a cha-cha-cha type of rhythm in Latin feel, see?
When I think about some of the great traditional sounds, I guess really that have come out of Cuba, one is the rumba. What is the rumba?
Well, the rumba is a very up-tempo, fast thing. People confuse it, especially American people, they confuse the rumba with the kind of rumba that Xavier Cugat used to play. He was called like the king of the rumba in them days, see? But that kind of rumba is different. That's R-H-U-M-B-A. The rumba from Cuba is R-U-M-B-A. And it comes from different provinces in Cuba. See, rumba, it's very difficult to play a rumba.
What about mambo? Well, you've given us a little on the rumba and its origins and where it's gone. What about the mambo?
Well, the mambo is a beautiful dance. Remember, dancing and music go together. I've always believed that all my life. Mambo is another type of happy dancing. It's a little bit more up-tempo than the cha-cha, which is slower, or bolero, which is a very slow ballad type. It's a special type of music, and that's where I play a lot, mambo music. La, 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 la. La, la, la. Now they're calling it salsa, sauce. Now they're calling it sauce. So I have to go along with the word now.
You don't like salsa too much?
Not the word. The word is not a musical terminology, because salsa is like a tomato sauce, you know, spaghetti sauce. It's a commercial word, so I've had to join them. But they can call it whatever kind of word they want to use next year, but I'll keep playing the same music I've been playing for 50 years, okay? That's where I'm at.
Tito Puente, gracias para conversar con nosotros. It's a pleasure to speak with you about your life and your music here on American Roots.
Muchas gracias a ustedes. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to say hello to all my people there.
Tito Puente spoke to us from the back room of Willie's Steakhouse, a Latin club in the Bronx, back in June 1999. We worked together a month later on the American Roots 4th of July in Washington, D.C. Tito Puente passed away less than a year later at the age of 77. You just heard the King of the Timbales tell us about his influence on various people, including Santana. And just like Puente helped bring Latin music into jazz, Santana brought Latin music into rock and roll. Here he is singing Guajira, a Cuban word for country girl, and also a style of music on American Roots.
Thank you.
Todavía translates roughly as still, yet always. And that is the sound of the Mexican popular avant-gardist Esquivel, who made quite a life in Mexico City in the 50s doing television program music and found his way to California, as did Santana, who came out of the small town of Otlan, Mexico. His father was a big mariachi, but of course Santana took it into blues and then rock and roll, a different kind of avant-garde Mexican music in the United States. This is American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer. We'll be back in a moment with Joe Beam.